the Liberty Bell tolled for freedom in Philadelphia? Or was it really in the state of Illinois? The surprising answer to that question brought to you by FarmersFeedingTheWorld.com. Catch our TV special on Ag Day this Friday to learn how to share agriculture story and help end hunger. Go to FarmersFeedingTheWorld.com. In 1741, King Louis XV ordered a bell cast and sent to the town of Kaskaskia as a gift for all the goods those in the French settlement in the Illinois Territory had sent back to the country of France.
He sent the bell over for the church. There was no other big 650-pound big brass bell like this in the whole area. It was the first one west of the Alleghenies.
Randolph County resident Emily Lyon says the bell in that church tolled for weddings, deaths, emergencies, any occasions where citizens should gather. Kaskaskia fell from French control in the 1760s when the British won the French and Indian War. George Rogers Clark came here in 1778 to win the city from the British and for the Americans during the American Revolution.
So in a surprise attack, he came into Kaskaskia. There was less than a garrison of 20 British soldiers there. They went into the church and had George Rogers Clark had someone ring the bells to call all the people together.
Clark addressed the townspeople.
He said, "No, I'm not here to take away your church. You can continue as you like, but what we do need supplies." So the people there really contributed quite a bit to the American Revolution at that time. Many of the cattle and the grains and foods that had been stored for the winter went with the soldiers.
The bell remains an important part of Kaskaskia.
So that became known as the Liberty Bell of the West. And it is 11 years older than the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia.
Traveling the Countryside and brought to you by FarmersFeedingTheWorld.com in Kaskaskia, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCray.